We all want some level of safety and security. Firefighters, construction workers, EMT. They're all there when you need them to help manage life's chaos. In retirement, you want that same level of safety, but who is there for you to make sure your money will last? Ryan isn't just there in case of emergency. He's there so you don't have an emergency with your money. A safer retirement doesn't mean a boring retirement, but a prepared one full of the things that inspire you. This is Safer Retirement Radio with Brian J. Decker.
Welcome to Safer Retirement Radio with Brian J. Decker of Decker Retirement Planning. I'm Mark Kelly. Glad you're with us today. I always encourage you to check out the website, DeckerRetirementPlanning.com. For a few reasons. One, so you can learn more about Brian and the team, a lot of great information on the website. But two, because there are 12 different things you can download free of charge. There's, for example, there's Brian's book on retirement, The Decker Approach, The Three Principles of Retirement book. We've done shows on that. The Checklist Challenge, Sample Income Plan. Those are just four of the 12 things you can download. There's no cost to you to do so, but it is all there for you to be able to get any of the information you want. Again, it's DeckerRetirementPlanning.com under the heading of Safer Retirement Education. Now, if you have questions, you want to talk with Brian and the team about where you are on that road to retirement, it's 833-707-3030, 833-707-3030. So today, Brian is going to explain his life to us. How did Decker Retirement Planning get started? How long has he been in the financial world? What all has he learned? Now, what's he going to help us figure out on our retirement path? Brian, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Mark. I want to start in the beginning. I started in 1986. I had about a year and a half to create a nice book of business. I started at a pretty good size stock brokerage firm, and I gained a lot of clients. And just in time for Black Monday, October 19th, markets dropped 20% in a day, 30% peak to trough. And on Tuesday, October 20th, my manager came in to and talked to all of us and said, call all of your retired clients and let them know that now's not a good time to draw income from their portfolio. So dutifully, I made those phone calls, and the incredulity that I got, Mark, was just dripping. People said, oh, really, Brian, now's not a good time. Okay, well, I want you to call the people that I use my portfolio for to pay bills. I want you to tell them, please, let's just allow my portfolio to recover and I'll make those payments later. And I got the message loud and clear that the buy and hold high chart strategy was an accumulation strategy that works for someone in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And it actually hurts people in their 60 plus years. So for example, a pie chart, who cares? If your 401k goes down 50%, your income's coming from work, and every 2 weeks you kick in money to your 401k, you have the 3 to 5 years for the markets to recover, and you're actually better off, Mark, because every 2 weeks you've kicked in money and your 401k actually benefited from that downturn because of dollar cost averaging. But when you're retired, you're 60, 65 plus, you're retired, that portfolio is there to pay you income during your golden years. You cut that in half in a down market, and that changes your life. You have the choice of going back to work, selling your home, moving with your kids. Well, we saw this in 2009. We'll talk more about some details behind that. But I saw in graphic detail early on in my career that as a stockbroker, the strategies that I would use for accumulation for someone while they're working was totally different from someone in distribution. I'll give you some examples. For example, in, let's say, the bond market, the 10-year treasury was at 2% in 1940, 40 years of rate increases. It peaked around 1980 at almost 15%, and then 40 years of decline till August of 2020 at 0.47. Now, there's a time to own bond funds and a time not to own bond funds. Buying a bond fund when the 10-year treasury is at 0.47%. Mark, that's like the Dow Jones capping you with gains at 10,000 and we're at 9,950 and you have all the downside and 50 points of upside. Would you recommend that?
That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, no.
No. And calling it safe money is just unbelievable. Yet bankers and brokers, because they've always done it that way, quote unquote, they told people that their safe money was in bond funds when interest rates were under 0.5% on the 10-year treasury. And of course, predictable happened. In the last 3.5 years, people on their quote unquote safe money have lost over 35% on their bond funds. Interest rates go up, bond funds lose money. So number one, when you're retired, we don't recommend that people own bond funds because of interest rate risk. Interest rate risk, it's not just limited to the last 3 years. Whenever interest rates go up, you lose money in bond funds. How can that be safe money? So that's the first thing I learned. The second thing I learned is that a pie chart is not a retirement plan. The reason that the number one fear of people in retirement age in the United States, the number one fear is running out of money before they die, because no matter how smart you are, no one could look at a pie chart and see how much money they can draw for the rest of their life. And so a pie chart is accompanied with a distribution strategy called the 4% rule. So this guy named William Bengen in mid-1990s, he came up with this saying, gosh, for 100 years, stocks have averaged around 8.5%, bonds have averaged around 4.5%. Let's just be really conservative and draw 4% from our portfolio and we'll be fine. Well, yeah, it works as long as you're in a bull market cycle. When it doesn't work, it destroys your retirement. So for example, markets do not trend, they cycle. What I mean by that is there are extended periods of time where markets are flat. We'll talk more about this, but I'll give you some dates right now. From 1929, for 18 years, the markets were flat. From 1964 to 82, 18 years, flat markets. November of 99, 14 years of flat market. So you get into a flat market cycle, not only does it the 4% rule work, it actually destroys your retirement. So let's use an example of the latest flat market cycle. Let's say you retired, Mark. The good news, I have some good news and bad news for you, Mark. The good news first, okay?
All right.
You retire with $5 million.
I could do it. If I had $5 million, I'd be retired right now.
Okay. The bad news is you retired January 1 of 2000. So in your portfolio, in your stock portfolio, you lost half like most people did. Actually, most people lost more than half. The S&P was down half. The NASDAQ was down 70%. So you lose half, but actually you're worse than that because you're drawing 4% a year, 4, 4, and 4. You're down 62%. Now, markets turn around and double from 03 to end of 07, those 5 years, but you don't get all that because you're drawing 4% a year. 4 times 5 is 20. That's 20. 4 times 5 is 20. That's 20% that you don't get. And then the market tanks from October of 07 to March of 09, 50% plus 4, 54%, and you can't stay retired. Millions of people were in this predicament and they had to go back to work. They had to sell their home, move in with the kids. They had to go to plan B because the 4% destroyed their retirement. So we want to warn people, listeners to our radio show, that the strategies that got you to retirement are not the strategies you use in retirement. The pie chart is not a distribution plan. It's not a retirement plan. 4% rule only works in up markets. It doesn't work in flat markets. It destroys your retirement in flat markets. Bond funds are not safe money when interest rates are trending up. And then the last one is buy and hold. The buy and hold strategy in stock markets, buy the index. Why not buy the S&P? There's three reasons why you should buy the S&P and be an indexer. One, you own 500 of some of the best companies in the world. Two, 85% of money managers' mutual funds underperform the S&P 500 every year. So for performance reasons, why not just own the S&P, SPY? You should. Three, the cost of owning SPY is very tiny small. And so for those three reasons, you should. There's one reason you shouldn't. Well, two now. One is you have no downside protection. And two, if we've entered a flat market cycle, then you, any passive buy and hold investment strategy yields a zero return over 10 to 15 years. And by the way, we believe we've entered a flat market cycle. Here's another data point. There's been four times in the last 100 years where the S&P 500 has traded above a market valuation of 30 times trailing earnings, only four times. One was 1929 and markets traded flat for 17, almost 18 years. Second was 1964, markets traded flat for 18 years. Third was November of 99, markets traded flat for 14 years. The fourth time was November of 2021, we hit 32 times trailing earnings. If history repeats, and it's been 100% accurate, if history repeats, any retiree with a buy and hold strategy, which is a passive investment strategy, will yield a zero return in the next 10 to 15 years. That's devastating for someone in retirement where you're relying on the growth of your portfolio to fund your golden years of retirement. These are accumulation strategies, buy and hold, pie chart investing, safe money and bond funds, 4% rule for distribution. Those are all accumulation strategies, and they all will hurt you in retirement, we believe. So there's a different way to do it, and we found out right away. I started when Schwab came out with their ability to really drastically lower transaction fees. I went out on my own, and this was in early 1990s, and already computers were changing everything in how stock investing was done. So, Mark, in the next segment, I'll talk more in detail about that part.
So, first, why don't we finish this segment, though, with you went to the University of Washington, graduated with a degree in finance and marketing. Were you always planning on working in the financial world? Was it like in high school, that was your hope and dream?
No, I was going to be a banker. I spent 2 weeks in a bank. I looked at what I was making at the bank, and it was less than what I put myself through school being a waiter at Anthony's Holdport in Kirkland, Washington. And I thought, and then I heard, this was the key, Mark. I heard someone say, well, Brian, you know, maybe in a couple of years, I'll get a raise. And I go, how much do you get a raise? Oh, maybe 5 or 10%. That was it for me. I gave my resignation and I went over to my friend. He was loving it, making good money and helping a lot of people being a stockbroker. That was why the switch.
There you go. So we're going to talk more about it, as well as your retirement. And if you have any questions, you're like, boy, I wonder if I have the right plan for me. Am I doing the right thing with my investments in today's world? Am I on the right track? Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Is our money going to last as long as we need to? Are we going to be okay? 833-707-3030. Chat with Brian and the team at Decker Retirement Planning. They're here to help you if they can. They just don't know if they can help you until you reach out. So give them a call. Might be the most important phone call you make. 833-707-3030. More with Brian J. Decker right here on Safer Retirement Radio right after this.
Do you need help assessing your risk tolerance or adjusting your portfolio to help reduce your fees? For help with income planning, set up an appointment with Brian Decker today. Call 833-707-3030. That's 833-707-3030.
Who likes uncertainty? Wall Street certainly doesn't. With near record inflation and partisan politics, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. What will America's future look like? What will your future look like? Will your taxes go up? Will your savings go down? For more than three decades, Brian Decker has seen uncertainty come and go. No matter what the future holds, Brian and the team at Decker Retirement can help you create a plan designed to preserve your finances in uncertain times. And it's not a matter of if those uncertain times times will show up, but when? Call 833-707-3030 now to meet with Brian Decker and the Decker Retirement Team. If uncertainty is causing you to feel insecure, Brian Decker can help. Call 833-707-3030 and schedule your visit today. 833-707-3030. Investment advisory and insurance services offered through Decker Retirement Planning, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Safer Retirement Radio. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DeckerRetirementPlanning.com or call 833-707-3030 to talk to Brian.
Glad you're with us today for Safer Retirement Radio with Brian J. Decker of Decker Retirement Planning. I'm Mark Elliott, 833-707-3030. If you have questions, wondering if you can retire. Boy, I think I've got enough. I hope I've got enough. Wonder if we retire, we're going to be okay. 833-707-3030. Brian and the team at Decker Retirement Planning are all about planning for you and your hopes and dreams and what you want to do and how you're going to spend your time, whether you're going to travel, not going to travel. You're going to do whatever it is, get an RV and travel the country. Whatever it is you want to do, Brian and the team are here to help you figure out, how to make it happen. 833-707-3030. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. We're talking about Brian getting into the financial world back in 1986, starting his company in the early 90s, and really kind of things that he's learned along the way and how it impacts really the way Decker Retirement helps clients today. Is that fair to say, Brian?
Yes. It was quite the evolution, I guess, just learning what works, what doesn't work. The next thing, I left the full-time stock brokerage firm, broke out on my own, and was a fee-based manager, risk manager only, because I saw that there was a huge demand for people that wanted a two-sided strategy, meaning you could make money in up markets and down markets. There's all kinds of ways to do that. You can go long short, which means that when the market is trending higher, you're able to make money buying stocks, indexes. When the markets are going lower, you can buy inverse funds, able to make money as markets trend lower. It was very difficult to kind of get a handle on that. And within the last couple of years, the SEC has ruled that you can't, any public money manager cannot buy inverse funds, ETFs, or leverage funds for the public. So only the hedge funds really have that option. So we went and did our homework and found that, gosh, the biggest study ever done since 1950 is in a book that we researched. And he listed the and ranked the strategies that make the most money in an up market. And so what we did, I was really proud of our guys, Mark, the investment committee we have. We thought outside the box, and then I'll just tell a quick story. This came about by, I'm a big skier. I just love to ski. And the worst thing you can do as a skier is buy all mountain skis, all around skis that do everything poorly, everything poorly. So what you have to do as a skier really is you have your powder skis, you have your crud skis, you have your hard pack GS skis. And if you've got at least those three skis, you can really enjoy the different conditions that the markets give you. And I thought, dang, in the investment committee meetings, why don't we do something like that? So we split the strategy. When markets are trading above its 200-day moving average in an uptrend, by definition, worldwide acceptance of dividing what is in an uptrend, what's a downtrend. When S&P is trading above the 200-day moving average, we would have the offensive team on the field, like the NFL. We have the offensive team putting up the most points possible. What does that? It's momentum, it's relative strength, and it's sector rotation strategy. By doing that, all the stocks, indexes, and ETFs in the markets are ranked 0 to 100 based on relative strength score. What's going up the fastest with the most volume? Well, we buy those until, like, you're surfing a wave until the wave peters out and a bigger one comes. It's all pure momentum. I'll give you an example. So in 2000, 01 and 02, the S&P is down 50%. NASDAQ is down 70%. Well, momentum strategies had you making money all 3 years because many sectors and stocks made good money all 3 years. For example, real estate through the REITs, made good money all 3 years. So did gold, so did silver, so did energy. Biotech, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, those stocks made double digits all 3 years. And then the markets bottomed in March of 2003. And what exploded to the upside for 4.5 years were small caps, emerging markets, technology, and semiconductors, exploding to the upside. And then when the markets rolled into 2008, the nice thing about momentum is if nothing's going up, you move to cash. And so in 2008, Momentum Strategies had you in cash, with the exception of treasury bonds. Treasury bonds were going up to the tune of 22% in 2008. So that's how they work. When markets are going up, we are cherry picking the best parts of the market, which right now today are semiconductors like NVIDIA and Advanced Micro and Micron. Those are three stocks that we own and that sector, like home builders and retail. There's some retailers that we own. Those are the top three sectors of the market and the stocks. So we are cherry picking the best parts of the market and riding that as long as their relative strength scores are better. Since January 1 of 07, the S&P is up X. Well, these momentum managers are up Y. And Y is much higher than X, and it's interesting because we're cherry-picking the best parts of the market. So, of course, Y is higher than X. And that's with the offensive team on the field. Now, this is an important data point. Vanguard trots out a statistic that 85% of money managers and mutual funds underperform the S&P every year. So it falls in the small percentage of managers that are beating the S&P over an extended period of time. Momentum's able to do that because they're cherry-picking the best stocks, indexes, and ETFs based on relative strength scores. It's also called sector rotation because when another sector does better, you rotate into that. That's how the managers work on the upside. Now, once the S&P crosses the 200-day moving average, we pull the offensive team off the field, just like in the NFL. The defensive team comes on the field, and they're able to make money in a down market. So we use 2022 as a great classic laboratory. 2022 was rough because that was when the S&P was down 19%, NASDAQ down 33%, bonds were down 20%, commodities across the board were down with one exception, energy. The frackers, the drillers, the pipelines, the crude oil companies, and the natural gas companies. Those made 15 to 20% when most people lost 30 that year, 2022. So these models are designed to make money in up or down markets. Do retirees need exposure to equities for growth? Yes, most people do. Do retirees, can they take a 30, 40, 50%? No, most people cannot afford to do that. So that's why we have a two-sided strategy built. And I started doing this. I used to use my own models, Mark. I would create my own models in the early 90s. And being a true fiduciary, I was passed like I was standing still by people who just tinkered and their models were much better. But we use momentum strategies in up markets and down markets, offensive and defensive strategies that help our clients do well without taking big hits in the market.
So how then do you know do the models know to change offense, defense, that kind of stuff?
Good question. It's all based on math. There's their algorithms. So say, for example, technology recently was replaced by retail. So as long as retailers are going up, then you've got that will replace technology if technology is going to take a break. By the way, an interesting statistic, right now, the S&P has hit its target for the year from Goldman Sachs for the entire year, 2024. It's already hit it. So what is the market going to do for the next 9 months? We will see. There will be a lot of sector rotation. So right now, the retailers are doing well. And just came out this morning that retail sales, after having a horrible January, had a fantastic February and March. So we're seeing it in the economic data of supporting the momentum strategies that we're investing in.
So really, it depends upon your whom you're sitting down with and creating the plans for, I would imagine, how much growth they need. We all need growth just because things are going to cost more down the road. I mean, that's kind of the typical idea, right? Why we stay in the market when we're retired?
Mark, this is a great question. So clients need growth, but not a 60-40 portfolio. So quantitatively, we think that's insane to have a 60-40 portfolio. It's another accumulation strategy. 60% of all that you've got saved for retirement in your golden years, well, 30% of that was down in 1 year in 2022. And then your quote-unquote safe money and bond funds would have lost another 20% in 2022. You can't really risk that kind of volatility and exposure to risk assets. By the way, in accumulation strategies, all of your money is at risk. By design, all of your money is at risk because that's how they get paid. Bankers and brokers keep all your money at risk because risk is what pays the bills, quote unquote. That's what I was told growing up. Every day, 7:05, manager would swing by my office and say exactly that. Growth pays the bills. Risk pays the bills. We're not paid to be in CDs. So anyhow, just know that that's the emphasis and why it's all about money. Keeping your money at risk is what pays them, and it hurts you in retirement. The other thing, clients that are in retirement need to have some inflation protection. So this is a way that you can get much higher returns as long as you can keep from taking those big hits. And the other reason that we have risk exposure to clients, we quantitatively shrink their risk mark from about 60-40 portfolio down to where most of our clients, around 25% of their money is at risk, 75% has no risk. And while we pay out the 75% in the next 20 years in very high income returns from principal guaranteed accounts, we use the 25% to fully replace what they started with to replenish their starting balance in retirement while they paid out to themselves the 75% from the principal guaranteed side of the portfolio.
So we're going to touch on that when we come back. Of course, if you'd like to learn more, how could this two-sided strategy make sense to you? And maybe only having a quarter of your money at risk all the time rather than 100% of it in retirement. 833-707-3030 is the number to chat with Brian J. Decker and the team at Decker Retirement Planning. 833-707-3030. It's really interesting. I think it'd be great to have the opportunity to come in and sit down with the team, talk about where you are, what you're looking forwards to in retirement, how things are set up, and then have the team kind of walk you through their ideas and see if maybe they're compatible. Maybe it's a great opportunity, things you didn't even know about. 833-707-3030. More with Brian J. Decker right here on Safer Retirement Radio right after this.
If you only think about taxes once a year, you're doing it wrong. To get the most out of your retirement nest egg, you shouldn't just file your taxes. You need to plan for them. Call Brian now to see what tax opportunities you could take advantage of. 833-707-3030. That's 833-707-3030.
Welcome back to Safer Retirement Radio with Brian J. Decker of Decker Retirement Planning. I'm Mark Kelly. Glad you're with us. Again, you can always go to the website, DeckerRetirementPlanning.com, to learn more about Brian and his team. But you can also go there under the heading of Safer Retirement Education and download a bunch of different items that are there really to help you understand different areas of retirement, including Brian's book on retirement, The Decker Approach. DeckerRetirementPlanning.com, under the heading of Safer Retirement Education. Download whatever you would like. No cost, no obligation to you. If you want to talk to the team, 833-707-3030. No cost for this either. 833-707-3030. You know, you were talking about the fact that your clients don't have 100% of their money because they're retired. 100% of the money is not at risk. You've got to have some safe and protected monies, and you still need growth because of inflation and things are going to cost more down the line. So we still have to have money in that growing pattern. How do you cut? I mean, everybody's situation is unique. It's not unusual. Somebody would come in, they're not retired, they're still working. And 100% of the money is in 401ks and IRAs. It's all at risk, but it's not unusual for somebody to come in retired and all their money's still at risk. How do you kind of walk through this area?
Right. You need three parts to anyone's portfolio. There's cash, safe money, and risk. So what we do, being a math-based firm, is we use a spreadsheet called a distribution plan where we show all their sources of income, rental real estate, any pensions, their Social Security, and then we show their portfolio income. Their portfolio income will change depending on if they're in retirement or if they've got 3 or 4 or 5 years to go before retirement. That will weigh how much they've got in cash and the laddered principal guaranteed accounts. But all our clients have emergency cash. That's the first thing we peel off. Emergency cash, we talk about what's the right dollar amount of emergency cash. Then we go into their laddered principal guaranteed accounts. Those are important for 4 reasons. Unlike bond funds, they don't have interest rate risk. They cannot lose money. See, even in a year like in 2022, S&P is down 19%, bonds are down 20%, NASDAQ was down 33%. We had commodities across the board that were down with the exception of energy. It was a rough year. People took big hits. Our clients did not only not lose any money in their principal guaranteed accounts. We always mix in some fixed rates investments like CDs and money markets. The Fidelity money market we use right now is earning over 5%. So we have that. We have 3-year and 5-year CDs. Those actually made money in 2022. Our clients, their total portfolio made money. We were one of the few people who in 2022, if that's a great litmus test, and it should be for anyone searching for a planner in retirement, ask them if they made money in 2022. We're one of the few that did. But we have cash, and we have a 3-year, 5-year slot that's filled with CDs. And then we have 7- and 10-year principal guaranteed accounts. Now, I want to warn people about annuities. We don't use variable annuities, income annuities, life annuities, or income riders categorically. They're horrible. Variable annuities, you get downside. Banker broker makes 8% right up front. He gets paid every year you own it. The insurance companies get paid every year you own it. The mutual fund companies get paid every year you own it. 3 layers of fees that usually add up to 5 to 7% before you make a dime. We don't like them. We don't use them. There's no downside protection. And other annuities, they're life annuities and income riders. How about this one, Mark? How does this sound? Would you be interested in a guaranteed 7% for 10 years and 4% payout for life? Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay, so you, say you're 65 years old, you put $100,000 in that, it doubles in 10 years at 7%. You now have got $200,000. You get a 4% payout for life. 4% of $200,000 is easy. That's $8,000 a year. How long, now you're 75, how long does it take to get your original $100,000 back at $8,000 a year? Well, that's 12 and a half years. You've gone from 65 to 87 and a half, 22 and a half years before you make a dime. We don't like them. We don't use them. We want to warn people to stay away from them, categorically, with the exception of equity indexed accounts. Banks offer them. They're called equity-linked CDs. Insurance companies offer them. That's where we get our 7- and 10-year highest rates. So now with interest rates high, we've got average annual returns for these equity indexed accounts at almost double CD rates. So we like them. We use them because they do 3 things. They're principal guaranteed. They give us almost 2x what the CD rates are. And third, they allow us to pull 10% per year, no penalty. CDs don't do that. They penalize you if you do early withdrawals. So that's where we plug them in. 75% of our portfolio is allocated to laddered principal guaranteed accounts that produce income at very good rates for the next 20 years. Our clients have peace of mind, and they don't have the top 2 concerns of people in retirement over 60 in the United States. They don't worry about running out of money before they die because they can see where their money's coming from and how much they can draw net of tax for the rest of their life, number one. Number two, they don't have concerns over these big, furious stock market crashes that roll through, seems like every 7 or 8 years. They don't worry about that because they're drawing their income from laddered principal guaranteed accounts. That is key point number one in our distribution plan, is that peace of mind. Number two, We use compound interest to our advantage. We're drawing from the lowest earning accounts first, allowing the higher earning accounts to grow and compound. Number three, while we draw down income from buckets 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in 20 years, we are growing the risk bucket to replace what has been drawn. And then number four, we're always ultra conservative in the rates of return that we estimate so that clients can have high credibility, high confidence in their net of tax monthly income that's coming in from Social Security, from rental real estate, from their portfolio, and from their pension. So this distribution plan allows clients tremendous peace of mind. And then we use on the risk bucket, Mark, that's where we plug in the momentum strategies, offense and defense. These are two-sided strategies able to make money in up markets and cherry pick using momentum strategies, the best performing parts of the S&P, which right now is semiconductors. We own the sector. We own individual stocks like Advanced Micro and NVIDIA, Micron. We own retail and we own quite a few stocks, but we're cherry picking the best parts of the market when the market's going up. When the markets are going down, we buy what is going up. So in 2001 and 02, momentum strategies can make money while S&P was down 50%, NASDAQ was down 70%. In 2008, when people got hurt again for about 50% from October of 07 to March of 09, here again, treasury bonds were up 22% in 2008. And then recently in 2022, S&P's down 19, NAS down 30, bonds 33, bonds were down 20, commodities were down, but energy was up 15 to 20% during a period of time that a lot of people got hurt. So that's how we invest a client portfolio with totally different strategies than what you would use in your accumulation years, because in your accumulation years, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, it's okay if your 401k gets cut in half, but it's not okay in your golden years of retirement for the portfolio that's funding your golden years of retirement to get cut in half, because that's where you're drawing your income. As a math-based firm, we have many sayings. One of them is, when you draw income from a fluctuating account, you compromise gains when markets go up. You accentuate losses when markets go down. And it works until it doesn't. And when it doesn't, it sends you back to work. Or plan B, you got to sell your home, move in with the kids, whatever. So these Monte Carlo investing illustrations are, we don't like them. We don't use them with our clients because it assumes a nice, neat, tidy rate of return. It doesn't show what happens to you when you're drawing income from a portfolio that's down 30, 40, 50%, like 2000, 01, 02, 08, like 2022. So those are years when you draw income from a fluctuating account, it will hurt you.
So I would imagine everybody's situation is unique. How do you walk people through all of this? I mean, I would think it's kind of complicated. I would just say, hey, Brian, can I go play golf? Let me know how I'm doing. But others, probably the engineers, really want to get in the nuts and bolts of this. I mean, the conversations have to be pretty interesting.
We attract both sides. Hey, here it is. You guys sound good. I don't want to know how the car works. I just want to turn the key and drive off. And then we have the engineers. We attract the left brain detailed engineers because we have 6 90-minute meetings where we go through in incredible detail of building someone's retirement plan. And our competitors have two meetings. Meeting one, how much you got? Meeting two, how much can we put in an annuity? And so we do things quite differently. And people really like the steps we take to build their plan. So meeting one is we get to know them. We tell them how our plans are different from their accumulation strategies. And then meeting two is a detailed focus, math-based focus on how to maximize their Social Security. And we go through version one of their plan. Now, in the next segment, meeting three is all about stress testing your plan. You want to find out today if you've got weakness in your plan and solve for it. You don't want to find out in your mid-80s that you've got a problem and the ship is sinking.
So the computer trend model following, I guess, strategies that Brian and the team at Decker Retirement put together for their clients. If you want to sit down and talk with them about you and your situation, hey, here's what we're looking to do in retirement. Here's what we're not really sure. We think we've got enough, but we don't really know. And then we want to make sure, obviously, it lasts as long as we need it to. How do we do all of that? Well, just pick up the phone and give them a call. There is no cost. There's no obligation. There is no pressure. 833-707-3030 is the number. 833-707-3030. And again, I think it could be one of the more important phone calls. It doesn't mean you're going to be a client of Decker Retirement. Maybe you will. But the one thing that I can guarantee you is you're going to come away with a much, much better understanding of where you are on that road to retirement. I think I've got enough. I wonder if I've got enough. You're certainly going to find out. And then there might be some things, Brian, maybe you don't become a client, but Brian and the team say, hey, here's a couple things that really could help you. There you go. Maybe you don't even need their help. You've already won the game. You can retire whenever you want to. Well, that'd be great to know. 833-707-3030. 833-707-3030. Brian's going to wrap it all up when we come back right here on Safer Retirement Radio with Brian J. Decker of Decker Retirement Planning.
As the weather warms, the open roads begin to beckon. If you've been getting the itch to travel, call Brian at 833-707-3030 to make sure you have enough saved to keep the winds of adventure blowing in retirement.
Have you noticed the market's roller coaster ride lately? Even a single day's dip can significantly impact your retirement. If the idea of shielding your nest egg from market volatility resonates with you, it's time to talk to the experts at Decker Retirement Planning. Call us now at 833-707-3030. Our unique approach aims to dial down the risk, keeping about 25 to 30% of your assets at risk, instead of the conventional 60-40 pie chart. At Decker Retirement Planning, we don't use a pie chart. We strive to offer you a detailed retirement income plan. It's about seeing the bigger picture, aligning your investments to your long-term goals, and making informed decisions. Whether you're new to retirement planning or already have a plan, we can help. Call Decker Retirement today to learn about the six things we do well for our clients that all financial advisors should be doing. Call 833-707-3030 today. That's 833-707-3030. Investment advisory and insurance services offered through Decker Retirement Planning, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Safer Retirement Radio. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DeckerRetirementPlanning.com or call 833-707-3030 to talk to Brian.
Glad you're with us today for Safer Retirement Radio with Brian J. Decker of Decker Retirement Planning. I'm Mark Elliott. 833-707-3030. If you have questions, you want to find out how Brian and the team can help maybe guide you on your retirement path. The Safer Retirement Process focuses on income planning and distribution planning. The key is you don't want to worry about, boy, I hope my money doesn't run out before we run out of life. We don't want that to happen. But you need to have confidence that you're going to be fine taking that trip or getting that car, or whatever it is you want to do. And to make those decisions, you need to understand where you are in retirement. Do you have a plan? Most do not. Most are winging it. Think I'm doing okay, so I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. Why not actually have a full-blown plan that Brian and the team at Decker Retirement can help guide you along the way? 833-707-3030. And you said your process is much more in-depth than most financial advisors. Now, you're a retirement planner, so you're talking retirement. Not that you couldn't help a 30-year-old, I suppose, I'm sure you could, but your whole company, it's Decker Retirement Planning. You're all about planning. So when you sit down with somebody for the first time, that's a discovery meeting. Then you're going to talk about maybe what you can do. But you said there's like six 90-minute sit-downs with somebody before it's actually all said and done that they're a client.
Yeah, these are content-dense meetings. Meeting one, we get to know you, what you're looking for, what your goals are, when you're going to retire, how much income you need. And we show you in meeting one how we are quite different in the distribution strategies that we use from the accumulation strategies that you're used to. We talk about a two-sided risk strategy and drawing income from laddered principal guaranteed accounts, why buy and hold can hurt you in retirement, how bond funds are not safe, and how the 4% rule can hurt you. And the rule of 100 is ridiculous. If you're 60 years old, 60% of your portfolio in bond funds. So we go through all of that, just dismantle what you've learned and used for 40 years. when we talk about the new distribution strategies. Meeting two, we go through in detail, reviewing your plan, version one of your plan. We take a math-based approach to your Social Security. And then meeting three, we, in 39 years of doing this, I've accumulated 22 different things that we go through for clients and ask them about to stress test their plan. There's all kinds of ways to destroy your retirement. We go through and talk about them and see if we can flesh out any weakness that we can strengthen and fix today instead of, I don't know, in your late 70s, early 80s. That's bad timing. Then meeting four, we talk about all of your principal guaranteed options. People don't know what they don't know. We try to inform them of all the advantages and disadvantages of the different principal guaranteed options that are out there and the risk options that are out there. Why wouldn't you use a dividend strategy, a covered call strategy, index strategy, Warren Buffett buy and hold strategy? Well, there's reasons on all of that why we recommend the two-sided momentum strategy over all of those. But we spend 90 minutes going through all of that. Then meeting five, we look at what you have. We move the chess pieces around. If it ain't broke, don't fix it applies, but we keep what you want. We move what we have to fill in, and we create your plan in meeting five. Meeting six, we're not attorneys, can't give legal advice, but we are fiduciaries, and we will tell you of major problems that are in most people's estate documents, their will, power of attorney, living will, and trust. So we help clients work with their attorneys. We help along the way work with their CPAs, but these are problems that we want to point out. So those are the six meetings, Mark. I want to give an example on the stress test in this final segment of some of the major problems that come up for people. And the first three, in my opinion, are more important than all the other 22. Should I run them by you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. The first one seems very standard, elementary, but it is the most important. How much annual income do you want at retirement? Some people have been told by their CPA that their expenses are going to drop when they retire. That is very, very untrue. When you're working, you're not spending money because you're engaged at work. Well, when you're retired, you've got time on your hands and you want to do something, and doing something costs money. We see typically a 30% increase in spending when people are retired. Sometimes not, but we typically see that if they have that option. So how much income do they want at retirement? Mathematically, we see what they can do. We can find out if they can retire yet or if they need to work a few more years. If they're already retired, we help them understand how much they can spend to have their money last until they're age 100. We want to make sure that their money outlives them. So that's number one. Is how much annual income do you want at retirement? The second biggie is huge, especially recently, and that's inflation protection. There's five ways that we help our clients get protected from inflation. One is we build a COLA, cost of living adjustment, into their plan so that every year they get a little more money every year from their plan all the way through the rest of their life. So that's number one. Number two is we point out that their home acts as a hedge to inflation. Hard assets are very much an inflation hedge because when you have inflation, hard assets go up in value. Now, the home is not on the income plan. It's sacred. It's off balance sheet. But if they had to, they could tap in through a HELOC and tap the equity in their home if they had to. But again, we don't view the home as a source of income. We just use it as an inflation hedge. Number three is any inheritances that they're going to get. We put that down as an estimate. For inflation protection, number four is called a downsize. In your late 70s, early 80s, your friends are calling you from the retirement community. Your back hurts, your knees hurts, your hips hurts. The garden's no fun anymore. The stairs hurt. Everything hurts in your late 70s, early 80s. And so we sell the home for X, buy a condo for Y with all your friends, and that difference of several hundred thousand goes into your plan. We don't show it, but a downside typically adds a huge amount of inflation protection. And the last one is the risk bucket. We show a 6% estimated return on their risk bucket. And historically, the managers we use are up multiples of that. So we usually have a good chunk of extra in that risk bucket to for inflation protection. So all five, yes, our clients have inflation exposure, but because of the five layers of inflation protection that we build into the plan, our clients' risk to inflation is pretty small. The next one, and this is big, is stock market crashes that roll through. Well, for most people in the pie chart, they have a 60-40 portfolio because their advisor says so. By the way, that advisor, the bank or broker, is an accumulation specialist. These people are smart people, good people, honest people, hardworking people, but they don't specialize in retirement like we do. So they use accumulation strategies, even if you're, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, they use the same strategy. Well, that's not how it works. So when I had my knee replacement, I didn't go to a dentist. Dentists are good people. I didn't go to a dentist because I needed an orthopedic surgeon to do what I needed. So we specialize in retirement planning. That's what we do. That's all we do. And so when it comes to stock market crashes, when the market is trending higher, we're participating. But when the markets tank, our principal guaranteed accounts lose nothing. Our principal guaranteed accounts with fixed rates make money. And the risk bucket is able to make money. It's designed to make money in up or down markets. So our clients don't take those hits with the way that the plans are built. So that huge fear of someone in retirement, they're just waiting for the baseball bat to hit and change their financial life. We don't experience that. Our clients don't have that anxiety over when will the next shoe drop. That'd be horrible to live with that. Then the next thing we talk about, and again, we're probing for weakness, how much income is lost at the death of a spouse? So we ask that question because women usually want to know, worst case scenario, how they stand. No one's ever asked the question. We do. We hit it head on. How much does your life change if your husband dropped dead today? Well, you still have access to the investable assets. You still own the home. You still have his pension. If it's 100% survivor, you still have the rental income. But here's how it changes for most people. You take the higher of the two, Social Security, so you lose the lower of the two. How much change is that per month? So emotionally, you're distraught. Financially, can you see that your income changes by X per month? Can you live on Y? And we find out if that way we kill two birds with one stone. We find out what a worst case scenario looks like financially and if they can get through it. And many people still have their home. They typically will downsize their home if they have to. Most don't. But they have their asset, their home, that they could downsize and be just fine. So we point that out because if they have insurance, keep it. But if they don't, for most clients that we go through this exercise with, they don't need any insurance. And by the way, the same result is for both spouses. They lose the monthly income of the lower Social Security, period. So those are the biggies. And then the last one, Mark, here that I'll just take a breath and is it necessary to take risk to accomplish your goals in retirement? For most of our clients, it is. They have inflation protection. They have extra there. They replace their income that's spent for the first 20 years of income. All of that's done by the risk bucket. But some people that we have, probably less than 5% of our clients, they have, I don't know, let's say $4 or $5 million, and they only want $10,000 a month. Well, we can hit that mark without taking any risk. And some of our clients say, absolutely, let's do it. So all of their income is from principal guaranteed sources. And they really don't need to maximize their income. So they don't. They just want peace of mind, nothing at risk. And those people are content to ride out in the sunset of retirement with no risk at all.
And the question is, what do you need? Do you know how much income you need month after month? You know how long your money's going to last? Is it going to last as long as you need it? This is one of the opportunities you have to figure all of this out. Let Brian and the team help guide you. Doesn't mean there's no pressure. So you can come in, sit down with the team and go, yeah, this isn't for me. And Brian might say, hey, you guys have already won the game. You don't even need us. You're doing great. Well, that would be great to know. It's an opportunity for you to find out where you are. No cost for this whatsoever. 833-707-3030. 833-707-3030. I still think it's one of the more important phone calls you can make. Find out where you are on that road to retirement and actually have an actual plan. That would be great. 833-707-3030. Ryan, as always, enjoyed it. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Have a great week. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Mark.
Security and insurance services offered by Decker Retirement Planning, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Decker Retirement Planning is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Decker Retirement Planning. This radio show is a paid placement.